As the world continues to protest and fight for racial justice, Catholics in Oakland are demanding action from the church to address racism in its parishes and from the bishop. Otis R. Taylor Jr. is the East Bay columnist for the San Francisco Chronicle, and he writes about this in this week's paper. He joins us live right now on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline. Thank you for joining us.
Hey, thank you for having me.
So tell us how this all started. Who said what to who?
So it started with this emotional 13-minute video that was posted on Facebook on June 14th by the Reverend Aidan McAleenan. He is the white pastor of St. Columba Catholic Church, a predominantly black parish in Oakland. He had a meeting with the bishop, and in that meeting, Father Aidan claims that the bishop said that black people should be happy with the way the church and the country has treated them. And that set Father Aidan off.
So what did he say in return?
He said, he told me in an interview that he left the interview. But what he said in return was that 13-minute emotional video where he said that the Catholic Church is racist. He said that the bishop is racist. And all of this stems from a May 31st homily that he gave on Pentecost Sunday that said that the bishops, the Catholic bishops, had their knees on the neck of the church in reference to George Floyd, but also in reference to systemic racism in the Catholic Church.
And how is this viewed? We're talking about Oakland here, but if we look across the country and maybe around the world, how are black Catholics viewing this?
Well, there is this network of this organizing network that has sprang up from this, and that the black Catholics that I've been interviewing at various parishes in the Bay Area, not only are they coordinating with themselves, but they're talking to this vast network throughout the country. And I found that the story of racism in the church is nothing new. This is something that black Catholics have been talking about for decades, and nothing has been done.
What would they like to see happen at this point?
At this point here in Oakland, is they want the bishop to come down from the Cathedral of Light and sit in their parish, St. Columba's Parish, and talk to them. And not just talk, but come up with steps to address these issues. One thing they want is the restoration of the Black Pastoral Center. That's something that Barber and previous bishops in Oakland just slowly chipped away at any ethnic identity of the Catholic Church in Oakland, and people want that to return. Because if you look at Oakland Catholics, and actually Bay Area Catholics, there's various ethnic identities that feel that they're not being included right now.
What about the underrepresentation of black priests, not only in the Bay Area across the country, but around the world? Does that need to change?
Oh, of course it needs to change. And I go back to 1968, 2 weeks after Martin Luther King Jr. died, Black Catholic Clergy Caucus called the Catholic Church a white racist institution. A week later, the Catholic bishops respond, acknowledging this white segregationist mentality in the Catholic Church, in the country. But it took two decades for those bishops to have a black archbishop. That has to change. It needs to be faster. There needs to be more representation in the hierarchy of the church for the church to address systemic racism.
Otis R. Taylor Jr., East Bay columnist for the San Francisco Chronicle.